Blog Talk Radio.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave.
This is, as we talk tonight, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement, I got some things I want to share with you. I want to thank those that came out to the Hilton. We talked about Jesus. An appearance, and we was at the Hilton, it was packed. And I just want to say to you, you have to understand what's going on in the world, not just in your backyard, not just in Chicago, not just in Mississippi, Arkansas, where we might be. What's going on in the world, and what's happening to us as black men and black women? What's happened to our children? What happened to them? Turn their back from education. They want to snap and grab. And they want to kill. That was installed in their memory banks. Kill. And I remember I was at the store. And we were shopping in the store. And the lady had her son by the hand. Dick Gregory was with me. We was doing something in the store. And the baby told me, kill. Ain't that kill? That's not that ain't kill. He's learning how to kill you. She looked funny at me. Snatched him. I said, what's going on now? We have black young men don't respect black women. In part, it's because they've been programmed. This is the Dr. King movement tonight, and this is the Holy Week. And we're going to tell you some things that might kick around your cage. We're going to tell you some things that you got to look at and you got to deal with. The worst thing to be right now is policemen. They shoot policemen like dogs, police shooting them back, and they jumping on teachers. They're pulling guns on teachers in the school and the education with the kids, the students. And you, if you're a teacher, you chastise a kid, they're going to fire you. If you look funny at her or him, they're going to fire you. Now, what that really means, that means that we're going through something with our youth. We're going through something in our school. It's better to say that I'm homosexual. It's better to say you're homosexual than to say you're a man. So one of the bills that they've been passed, can no man, no boy go in the women's bathroom, in the girl bathroom, and no girl go into the men's bathroom, into the women's bathroom. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that, because we got a problem with homosexuality, and it's a made-up thing. And it comes from white supremacy and racism. Where that come from? You know, it comes because white folks put that on the plate and black folks embrace it. Hello, I said. Tonight, being the Holy Week tonight, and I want you, Mary, I see you on, and Kit, I see you on. I want you to get Kit St. John for the word to come. Get St. John because I want you to read St. John tonight. Some of y'all was on Sunday when I was over at Saturday. We saluted Aretha Franklin from Detroit. We talked about her, what she came through, and how music builds morale and builds people. Now they were talking about Harold Washington today. Harold Washington was the first black mayor in Chicago. That blacks really embraced, and he was doing things for blacks. You know, if Harold Washington had been still as the mayor, because he died as the mayor, he's still the mayor, but he died Mayor Harold Washington. But if he had been still living, Chicago would have been better off, and this crime could be stopped. It don't want to be stopped because the police don't want to stop it. Crime is big business. In America, crime is big business in Chicago. The killing and the murder, that's money. Okay? Or, let me tell you what it is. Killing in Chicago means somebody going to jail, somebody going to the morgue. The morgue making money, the jail making money. Then the jail can make money. The lawyers can make money. Everybody making money off of the backs of poor black and poor brown, and some poor whites. It's happening because at the table is no place at the table for the black man or the black woman. Now, when you say, what you mean, bitch, ain't no table? It ain't no business venture set up for a black woman or a black man. You got to get it the best way you can. You know, and right now, the loss of killing of young black women, and just started killing senior citizens now. They found one over in Markham Park, and they found one up north that was shot in the head and beat. And they're going into the nursing home now. But I want to say this. In Africa, they don't have no nursing homes. And you now, these young folks, mama, I don't want to take care of mom and dad. I'm going to put in a nursing home. And that's the mentality of young black. They don't want to take care of the seniors. They want to put the seniors off in a nursing home. And they put in a nursing home, they die in there with sores all over. We're in a terrible situation. We're in a racist situation with ourselves. black on black. Black men hate black women, so they go get white women. White women embrace black men. Oh, this is what's going on. Black women go get white men. You know what the excuse? We can't find no qualified black men. They all in penitentiary. Now, that's the what's going on. We're talking about black women told me to, bitch, we can't find no black men. I said, wait a minute. Your mama was black, and he's a black man. They can find the ugliest woman they can get and say, well, I can find the black women, they don't mind. What you mean, mind? And they want to fight. All kind of excuses. This is the racial thing that's going on. This is the Holy Week. Don't forget, if you got a need, you kind of see tonight. And I'm asking you to meet me Sunday at the Hilton. Special little brunch at the Hilton. We're going to be there for 11 to 12 in our broadcast. We're going to broadcast live from the Hilton Hotel. That's 95th in Cicero. I'll be there. And those that come, I got a special blessing for you. I got something put aside for you. Those that meet me at the Hilton on Easter Sunday. And, you know, everybody going to put he rolls. You know, everybody goes to Heroes Sunday and Hosanna to his name. And he brought they put the palm leaves down. They never explained what it was about. And on YouTube, I explained it when I did my YouTube show. But one of the things was, I'm just going to get a break. Jesus was in hiding. He said, well, I got to come out. I got to go back to the city. I got to go down to the city. And when Jesus came to the city, so many people laid palm down and said, Hosanna, Hosanna to his name, the son of David, the king, okay? That's what that's all about. Now, this is the most religious month of the year, and it's very spiritual. On the 4th of April, Martin Luther King was killed in 68 in Memphis, Tennessee. He was murdered. And look what's going on now. Been murdering each other. White folks murdered Dr. King. But we murdered each other. And that's some of the stuff that happened. Think about it. Everybody got a gun and they want to shoot each other. And the pain, the police, the boy got a gun, they shot it. I just heard the police say he had a gun in his pocket. You know, what is the makeup? Guns and dope was brought in. The guns and dope. Ain't nobody marching on the gun makers, the Republicans and the Democrats making money. They ain't trying to stop the killing in Chicago, the killing in Atlanta, the killing in Arkansas, the killing in Mississippi. 5 people got shot at a party. And they're going to stop it because white kids is shooting in the suburbs. They're going to put a stop to it now. But what I'm saying to you tonight, being the Holy Week, Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't want you to lose your faith. I want you to stay focused because you got to understand this got to end from being hurt. Too many people have lost their lives, your sons and your daughters. Your husband and wife, his senior citizen being killed. Senior citizen being killed. Okay. They are 85 and 65, and they're being killed because the young radicals with the pants down will snatch and grab, don't want to work. I'm going to keep it real. And you don't want to say that. Could be your son. Could be your daughter. And if your daughter caught up in a relationship like that, she need to get out of it. You know, every man and woman should be worth their head. High. They should have a business. They should be trying. And this is the month to promote, to bring your husband or your wife together, or your family member, and say, let's do a family business in the honor of my mother or my dad or my grandmother, somebody in my family, you know, because we just now, through them to be careful, I don't want to rush, we got a black woman been on Supreme Court. No, that's that. Now, I love that she's sitting on the Supreme Court. We got a black man on there with a white wife, and she run him. And we got a black woman that's coming on. She got a white husband. Now, I don't know what's going on. Clean. If you got melon, you can't clean. You can't clean your melon. All you're going to do is mess your melon up. Okay? Now, when I say melon, you've got something special. And anytime you dip in that melon pool, you make it more thinner. And, you know, I know people go to college, get degrees, they come back switching and twisting. Okay? So you got kids that don't have much melanin than you got. They don't respect your grandmother. They don't respect their mother. They don't respect their mom because they from another breed. So this is a lot going on. So when them women put you under a spell, white women do it, black women do it, they put them under spell. And when they get through with them, they kill themselves, time it backfire, and they kill the whole family. This is the whole week. We're going to hear about more planes falling this week, more shooting and killing. You're going to hear about it. Because this is the week they mark Jesus from judgment to judgment hall. This is the holy week. And then Good Friday, and he went, Good Friday came to the cross. What I'm saying to you, they ain't got to care. We're already at the cross. We already been hung, lynched, cut, raped, all of that. Okay? And we just got a bill passed that it's against the law to hang a man or woman. They've been hanging us for 2,000 years. It took 100 years for them to get that, to stop that. Dr. King was trying to get it. Malcolm was trying to get it. Rosa Parks was trying to get it. Finally, we got somebody got it. Okay. And I want to say that. So we have to look at our politics. I just heard we got another person running for mayor. We need somebody that's going to take care of business for black folks. Black life don't matter to me. Black power matter. Well, what you mean? What you mean, Bishop, black power matter? I'm explaining that to you. Stoker Carmichael said it in Greenville, Mississippi. Stoker Carmichael said it down in Greenwood, Mississippi. The people was hollering black power. These people come out the cotton patch. These people come out to cornfield. They was hollering black power along with Stokes Carmichael. When City Black wasn't talking about nothing. Y'all better hear what I'm saying tonight. Now, this is what I'm saying. The killing in Russia, the killing that's going on, them two white boys that's in the Bible fighting each other. Two brothers. They're fighting each other about power. Now, we're finding out that what's happening in Russia, it's more killing going on every day in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, in America. It's more killing going on the weekend than Russia doing, and they in full comeback war. Black on black. You can like it, you can cut it off, you don't want to hear it. It could be you going to the store getting knocked in the head. It could be your child coming from school getting knocked in the head. Now they got a group of white supremacists kidnapping black women. This is happening. So I'm just letting you know, like Malcolm said, if you can bring the pain, you can receive pain. And what that really means, you got to turn and run. Young man was running with a gun. The police tired of running at him, shot him, or he had a gun. If he ain't got no gun, they put one on him. The whole switcheroo thing is real out here. 2022, the killing of George Floyd, killing America ever, all these black folks being killed, hung, and lynched. And you said, but I'm going to a picnic. You don't even know what a picnic is. A picnic was when white folks get together, go see black folks get hung, and burn. That's what's a picnic. But here you, we'll go to a picnic. Stop using something that will hurt you. You know, when they said Black Wall Street, it wasn't no white wall street, it was Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, where 300 blacks were killed. It took them 100 years to just testify that 300 blacks were killed and murdered in their own business, not messing with nobody. This is real talk. We're talking about black history. We're talking about Holy Week. The blood. The blood is at the altar. The blood is on my hands and your hands to tell the truth. The blood is on your hand to chastise your children. They want to turn to be white. They want to go in the white world. Where's the black world at? They done destroyed the black world. And that's what happened. So your daughter jump up and get a white boy. I don't care nothing about her. They'll call her a nigga in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And then, boy, your son jump up and get a white girl. She called him a nigga in a minute. Because you done jump out of your race. You done jump out of your melanin. Jump out of your power. So, okay? And then you got witches and warlocks out here. No, you got some black witches, you got some white witches, you got some black warlocks or some white warlocks, and they get you caught up. This killing is a spell being passed all the way from Washington, D.C., that blacks should kill each other. How do you think they get them guns? Somebody let the guns out. Now, now they got to pass a law that you can't make no guns. How come they don't stop the gun makers that sell the guns? The ones that hundreds of thousands of people work at them factories and don't nobody say nothing about the guns that they kill so many in every city. You know, ain't nothing going on in the black community but the funeral home. Now, when they were snatching and grabbed, did nobody come to their funeral home and grab nothing? You know, they broke in the stores, they Walgreens. Did nobody break in the funeral home? So what that let you know? It let you know that these people are gripped by evil. They're lazy. And that's what the man wants you to say. The man wants to say you're a murderer. You're murdering your own children. You're murdering your grandma and granddad. With your pants down, go to the store and snatch something. They catch you on the corner because you can't get to hold your pants up. Now, I know you don't like, this is Holy Week. It's time for the truth to come out, man. Woman, it's time for the truth to come out. Stop playing kitty-kitty and be a man. And tell the truth. Be a woman. Tell your daughter the truth. You know, we have so hid the truth from our youth that they don't respect us because we lie to them. Okay? And the only way they get to do when they get busted and go to jail, you know, they come back, I'm gay. They wasn't gay. That's what they want to do. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Rainbow Coalition. What Rainbow Coalition? Y'all, I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Sam. I want to say this tonight as we get ready to go. Sunday meet me at the Hilton from 11 to 12. We and I will Easter. And I'm going to talk about crucifixion, Easter, bring about a resurrection. Let me say it again. Crucifixion, bring about a resurrection. We've been crucified, we've been lied on, and we're still being crucified. And then it's in turn, we're being crucified by our own people now. You ain't got the Ku Klux Klan, they got to come up here. The skinhead, they got to come. We're doing it each night. To each other on the bus, on the train, because that mentality of hate is embedded and can't nobody move but God. Hallelujah, thank you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want to be in the Holy Week. I'm going to give you some the Holy Week. I'm going to give you some for the Holy Week. Wake up, black woman. Wake up, black man. It's time for you to go in your own business. It's time for you. Let me tell you. It's time for you to stop letting people use you. Here you run around. Black lives matter. That's what you're saying. All lives matter. I hear the Mexican out in Black Lives Matter. All the Chinese saying it's just nigger saying. What matter? Black power. We have the power to have your bank, the power to have your store, power to be a car, the power to go to the moon. Ain't nobody black going to the moon. White folks, because they got the money. So economic, we got the, like King said it, it's time to reach out to economic. And the blacks that got money, and a little boy, 12 years old, and he was talking, he said, you know, all these football players and basketball players, they want a Cadillac and a white woman. I said, where you heard that from? He said, "Not." He said, Bishop, I know that. Now, here's a kid, 12 years old. The all black men want is a Cadillac and a white woman. I was shocked. But he's telling the truth. Out of mindset, it's so messed up. Your husband is messed up. Your wife is messed up. When you think that you can't build in this whole country, America belongs to us. We built it. Our ancestors built Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia. And you sit back. You ain't got the bed. You can demand what you want. You got people right now. It's Holy Week. And they hollering, Jesus, Jesus. And people is under the bridge, kid, ain't got no food. They gonna carry some food down, man. They gonna carry some. But they ain't trying to do nothing to get them out of them down now. Down on the expressway in New York, in Washington, in Oakland, California. People is homeless, but here's the president sending $13 billion, I think $6.13 trillion over there to what he's fighting at. And it's a fight going on here. It's a fight going on black and brown people and white folks that can't get enough food to eat. The gas is out the thing, okay? You know, this would happen in Cuba. They couldn't get no gas. You know what they did? They parked the cars, put horses to the cars, and they drove cars and put horses behind the cars. They couldn't get no gas. They didn't worry about it. They put a horse, and the horse was pulling cars. In Cuba. That's happening in Cuba. So what I'm saying tonight, black man, wake up. Black woman, wake up. People of goodwill, wake up. You say, what I need to do? First you need to do, you need to take an inventory of yourself. Say, is I'm doing the right thing? If my mind is I'm going all the way, or I'm going to jump. Look at Hollywood. It ain't nothing but a fantasy world. Here's Will Smith slap that brought both of them rich. You know, here's a bald-headed woman. She's been bald-headed. You know, she know how to get a wig. That's drama to keep you thinking about what that is. It's all drama. It ain't nothing to help you. Something for you to gossip about. Hollywood is going to, we're going to take him out there. It wasn't no blacks in the Oscar, no way. Come on, blacks, and we're going to ban him. They just got there. What you going to ban them for? It was 40 years. Wasn't no blacks doing nothing, and they were sweeping the floor. And they had a black woman cook, and they gave her Oscar, but she had to get in the kitchen. She couldn't go with the white woman. We done come a long way to still catch hell. We done come a long way to be fighting each other. Y'all think about what I'm saying. And you wonder, say, well, Jesus going to do it. No, Jesus ain't going to do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. The wages of sin is death. To get to God, you got to get up out of that chamber. I said, get up off of your ass. I'm going to say what he said. Get up off your ass and start doing something for you and your family. Call it what it is. Huh? Call it what it is. It ain't right. I don't care if it's down the street, if it's in the building you is. You say, hey, who's making all the money? In my neighborhood, who making all the money on the south side? the drugs and the dope. Who controlled the drugs and the dope? But, you know, every time the police bust somebody, they'd say, we had a shooting, but we couldn't get nobody. We had a carjacking, they got away. All them cameras, they got all over the city. They ain't caught nobody yet. Think about what that's about. That's about economy. They put brand new Lexus downtown. In Chicago and all the cameras, they can't find it. They did, they go to Indiana and steal a car, and they can't find it. They go to the suburbs to steal a car. Police said, we still looking, we can't find it. That lets you know somebody ain't looking for what's going on. I say. Dr. Martin Luther King died in Memphis on April 4, 1968. And it was just like mass murder. And the leadership that was with Dr. King, they want to be president, they want to be congressman. They didn't stick with feeding poor people. They didn't stick with trying to open up doors and help homeless people. So where we at now, the backlash for the civil rights movement, we ain't got nobody right now to stand up and fight for black folks. You know, whatever happens, black folks ain't got no leadership. And them that got money, they ain't trying to send them no black banks. They're trying to get well, they kids away from black folks. That's sad. So it's an inner war going on in America. Are you talking about Putin? Putin doing a war? Look at the war that happened to us. That you pick up the paper in the morning, 5 blacks killed, baby killed sitting in the car. About what? Ain't about no money? It's about hate, evil. Like we got to do something about it. We got to. The president didn't do nothing about it. The governor. Only you can make up your mind. This got to stop. And once you make up your mind, little Junior go bring the guns and drop them all. We need some black men. No, we ain't got no black men. We got we got men now. They want to wear dresses. Hello, you got women they grabbing their crotch and pants. We got to get back to normal. Romans 1:26, God turned over to reprobate mind, doing that which is unseemly. It's unseemly for a woman want to be a man. It's unseemly for a man want to be a woman. That's unseemly. That's crazy. Am I crazy? That's something going on in your head that you want to kill. You know, if you're getting ready to go to the beach, you got a pistol. You're getting ready to go shop at Jewel, you got a pistol. That means that you a hunter. What you hunting for? You go to a lounge with your wife. You got to carry a pistol because somebody got a pistol, so everybody in the lounge is hunting. Say something bad, everybody pull a gun, got to get to shoot. What happened in Milwaukee? Everybody had a gun, 10 people got shot, 4 or 5 got killed. Because everybody's hunting. What you hunting for? What you looking for? You're looking for evil. This is the Holy Week. And more death went on in Christ's time, but it's more going on now than when Christ was living. I just want to bring that to you. I want to say to you tonight, I'm going to pray after a while. But I'm going to have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. And Sunday, I was over at the Hilton. And I want to tell you, and a happy birthday to you, man. Happy birthday to you, Betty. And thank you, Dr. Christian. Thank you for your seed. He's a bishop. I'm going to seed to the mirror. I can't listen, but I'm going to seed. Thank you for your seed. I want you to know, get ready for financial blessing. In spite of all of this, God will open some doors for you. And the doors God can open up going to be a blessing for you. So you get ready and claim body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now this is the Holy Week. And I guess I can give you a prophecy. Them that own, I'm going to give you a prophecy. But stay on. After, let me see. Mary, put your hand up. See, I got one, two, three, so many people in here. Trying to find out here. Okay. I think this is right here. Is your hand up? Thank you, kind spirit.
Yes.
I want to say this to you since you're on the air. This is the month for you to receive a financial breakthrough. Okay. And but I want to say, I'm going to give you a scripture to read before you read that. I want you to read after the show, Psalms 10 and John 14, chapter of St. John. I'm going to tell you. And there's some things that you can do. God's going to read the poem. Okay, you can read now.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Well, thank you for that. This is the year and the month for you to open up your business. It might be new to some people, but it's a great move for you. And the business is going to bring your family together. And they're going to begin to really have business mind. Okay? Your sons, your daughters, you need to get ready for your business. You say, well, Bishop, I don't see the way. God is the way. This is the Holy Week. And the Holy Week represents crucifixion bring about a resurrection. Let me help you out. Sometimes you've been hurt. People, you've been hurt. You've been hurt by your husband or your wife. You've been hurt by your family. You're hurt by strangers. So you've got all that in you. But when Jesus was whipped from judgment to judgment hall, he didn't say among the word. So this month, the crucifixion month, that's when they call it the Holy Week because so much happened. You know, between Sunday and now, about 20 people have been killed, shot or killed. So it's a lot going on. You're going to hear about planes falling. You're going to hear about fire. It's in the astro. Then storms and floods on its way. You're going to hear about storms and floods, okay? So it's important for you to pay attention to what God wants you to do. It's important for you to make a resolution that all is well. And if people around you can't see that, you have to get away from them. I know some of you are hard to break ties, but you have to break ties to get what you want. Sometimes you have to leave it alone because the young man said, mom and dad are in the nursing home. What he put his mom and dad in the nursing home for? He's somewhere else. Take care of your seniors. They take care of you. But you know, y'all so modern now. In Africa, they didn't have no nursing home. In Africa, they didn't have no prison. But when you got to Europe, over in the Europe, you started saying, well, mama talking to herself, I'm going to have to put him there. And dad a year later on himself, and I got to put him in a home. Stop letting other people take care of what belongs to you, your lineage. We're so sick with European ideas. It makes you sick to think about how racist we are to each other. You have to worry about white folks. You're more racist to your own people than somebody else that's from another country. That means when people come from Europe and come everywhere, they get everything. You don't get nothing. Because you don't fight for nothing. You just stop fighting. Ain't nobody fighting in America but the homosexuals. They fighting for everything. They want their children to come in school with a dress on, and want the boys to wear a dress, and want the girl to wear pants. This what they fighting for. And you just sit down. I'm gonna leave that alone. Mm-hmm. I belong to the LGBT community. Wait a minute. What community is that? It's one community. It's the human race. Huh? God ain't made nothing else. Y'all stop lying on God. Romans 1:26. God turned them over to a reprobate mind doing that. So you got people. It's crazy. They got crazy ideas. And when you read that Bible, it says God turned over the reprobate mind, and they do that so I'm seeing it, and they word it to death. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. God said it. So you got to watch out who you talk to. Well, that's my friend. They can do what they want to. No, I don't want nobody to do what they want. I want somebody that really understand the universe, understand the animals. God made man for woman, for man. He made all the animals, and he didn't cross them up. So what do you think you going to cross them up? See? So that's negativity. That's white supremacy and racism is live in America. For all these guns and killing, it's part of witchcraft. Let me say it again. It's part of evil and witchcraft. And you don't trust nobody, nobody trusts you. And people getting rich off of the guns and the killing. People getting rich off of the dope that's dropped off in the neighborhood. And the neighborhood's so raggedy, you got other people come in the neighborhood, get what they want, and they leave out. You got to have the people that's in the business don't even live in the neighborhood. After 6 o'clock, they're gone. Until people look like me and you start to open up business, we ain't going to be successful. Hello, thank you, Kendra. Now I'm going to you, 4119. Did I tell you what to read?
No, Bishop, you just said John. You didn't give me a scripture.
Okay, 14th chapter of St. John.
14?
7 verses of that.
Okay.
Before you read, I want to put that to you. I want to tell you tonight, I see where your business, you don't see your business going to grow, but you have to go into it. Can't let nobody else's business outrun your business, because the business God gave to you, when God give you a business, is for a business. I want to see you Sunday over at the Hilton Network. I can come tell you, but I might tell you for you. But I want you to read, and this is the reading, Psalm 72, Psalm 71, and Psalms, chapter, Revelation 2, verse 9. It's the money tied up will be loosened up for you. Now, I want to tell you, this year, we said again, thank you, kind spirit. This year, God's going to take you into a financial goal. That means that when God bless you financially, it's for you to do something with it, okay? Now, once you get that, you can hold it to yourself, because the end, I was telling the lady today that her husband was being attacked by the devil. I said, well, sometimes when the devil attacks you, you got to know where it's coming from. And when the devil attacks you, you're trying to block where you're going. Now, I want to tell you tonight, young lady, I just feel a grit. You say, well, Bishop, can I make it? You're going to make it, and you're going to shine. It's people that put you down, but you stay focused, because God ain't through with you yet. I say. When I say I say, I'm talking about your ancestors. So sometimes you have to get away in order to get up. Sometimes you can't tell everybody what you're doing, because they'll kill it before you get started. Well, that can't work. You ain't got enough money. Who's going to help you? God always, I want y'all to listen to me tonight. God always has got a ram in the bush. God always got somebody he's going to send. You don't know him. So I want to help you, young man. Young lady, I want to help you. And they ain't got no motive. They ain't trying to do nothing. They just want to see you being successful where you can help somebody else. And that's what God is all about. Okay, you can read now, darling.
Okay, John 14. You want me to read the whole chapter?
No, just 7 verses.
Oh, the first 7 verses?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. John 14, 1 through 7 reads, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Exercise faith in God. Exercise faith also in me. In the house of my Father are many dwelling places. Otherwise, I would have told you, for I am going my way to prepare a place for you. Also, if I go my way and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you home to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. And where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you men had known me, you would have known my Father also. From this moment on, know him and have seen him." That's John 14, 1 through 7.
Amen. So long. Now, what are you saying? I want to help y'all out. You're saying that let not your heart be troubled, because wherever I'm at, what that means, your energy, the love, your mantling, God got you. You can't let nobody tell you he ain't got you. I don't care what you've been through. God said, wherever I am, you're going to be there. So what do you mean? The spirit of love, spirit of happiness, the spirit of economics going to be there. I don't know how it's coming, but he said, "Verily, I said to John, you've been with me all the time. You ain't seen my success. You ain't seen how I walk." You know, sometimes you might use the "well, I ain't got no money." Go buy you a dress and your shoes. "Well, ain't nobody bothering." Stop waiting on people to do something. You do it for yourself. And they say, "Oh, you got that? Because I wanted to look good today." Go buy your pair of shoes. Go buy your dress. You know, go get your hair done. Get your nails done. Why are you doing it? And you ain't got nothing. I don't need nobody. Because you said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God." You know what I mean? Because God got a ram in the bush for you. God got a $1 trillion blessing for you. You got to claim it and stop letting people talk you down. See, you got to understand when God, and he said, "Thomas, I've been with you so long, you ain't seen the way I act, the way I talk." See, if you got somebody around you ain't acting right, you got to get away from them. They ain't talking right all the time. They want to smoke dope all the time, and they want to sit around. You got to get away from them folks. You got to get somebody saying, "I'm watching the sun rise and the sun set. It rises in the east, set in the west. When it rises, it gives energy. When it sets, it gives you power." So you got to understand what God got for you. And I want to tell you tonight, Psalm 90, and Psalm 51, I just put that out there. But I just feel a great anointing. I just feel that with all this death and murder, one lady called me this morning, "Bishop, I'm so depressed." I said, "Stop watching what's happening in Russia. That ain't your fight. You pray that them people can get here, because them people come here and fight you. You know what I'm saying? Them people come here and get welfare before you get it. Them people come here and get housing before you can get it. Them people come here and get medical attention before you can get it." Okay, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't jealous. You got to just ask God to direct your path. And God going to do just that. Now, you know what I'm saying? So it's important that God going to carry you to another level, that God going to open up a door for you, and it's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I want to let you know what's going on for the night, claiming. You know, like Grandma used to say, you got 2 loaves of bread under your arm, you're still crying. See? And stop doing that. All is well. Because doors going to open up for you. Things going to work for you. They're going to tell you, God, know your name. He got your name in a book, in the heart. So he's going to bless you east, west, north, and south. It's something about the word. It's something about, and this go out to you that this holy week, this whole week, I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalms in the morning. And if you get on the show, we're going to read it to you in the evening. And I just asking God to do something special for you. I'm asking God to open a door for you. I'm asking God to do something, because this go out for you and you tonight. You depressed. Father God, touch, heal, and deliver those that lost loved ones, those that don't have food and clothes, don't have lights and gas in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, wherever they might be. We ask for the power right there in Mississippi, right there in Jasmine City, those that caught up in the storm and the flood. I just got a text, and somebody said, Bishop, don't forget to tell them to start wearing their masks. Virus is still out there. China is shut down. And I want to tell you tonight, wear your mask, do your cleaning, drink your tea. God know, but you got to stay on top of this. The lady just texted me to make sure you tell the people, wear their mask, and get them a mask and wear it, because God knows.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. Yet it still amazes me that I am your friend. So now I pour out
Who is comforting?
Special blessing this week and a healing taking place, somebody in their neck being healed, somebody been hurting around their ankles being healed. I'm praying for headaches and I'm praying for cramps, and I just see that the young lady missing, God will bring her back. I just feel a move by God doing something special for some of you tonight.